We pray, Lord, bless our speaking and our hearing. Amen. Our scripture is from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. This passage, several years ago, was the basis for then President John Schierenbeck's monthly letter to the pastors, and it happened to be for that month of October. We were reminded that preaching the gospel to all nations is a privilege and an act of grace that he uses us at all in this task of discipling the nations. God does not need us, but we thank him for using us in this most glorious work. I used those thoughts back then in the chapel talk, and I will use those thoughts again today. The passage reminds us that there are two parts to enlarging the tents. There needs to be a God-given balance between lengthening the cords so that the tent may be enlarged, and then strengthening the stakes so the tent will continue to stand. This describes our work of seeking to disciple the nations. It is not enough simply to start churches hither and yon. These churches, like anything that wants to grow, need to be cared for and tended. The Apostle Paul always revisited the churches that were started through him on his journeys as he enlarged the tent. He went back to these churches to strengthen the stakes so that the tent, the church, would not collapse. He wrote letters to them, and he had leaders called to strengthen the stakes so that the enlarged tent would be strong. Mission work, spreading the gospel of the good news of salvation for all, is our tent. We send people to new areas of this country to find unchurched people that will hear the message of salvation. And this is lengthening the cords. It's lengthening the cords when we try to take in more area for our preaching efforts. It is, however, not a fly-by-night operation. Once we are there and have people listening to the word, we need to continue feeding them the word to make them strong disciples of Jesus Christ. We need to strengthen the stakes, giving to them especially emphasis on what he has done, what Jesus has done for all of us. The CLC has enlarged its tent and strengthen its cords by going overseas. In our overseas missions, we have lengthened the cords of our tent by starting orphanages and establishing many new churches. We needed to strengthen the stakes, so we opened seminaries to train men in the knowledge of the Bible so that their faith may be strengthened in the word. These men then will be the pillars of those churches and keep the stakes strong so that the tents do not collapse, and leaving the churches and the orphans without that one thing needful. The CLC enlarged their tent at the very beginning of their existence. Over some 50 years ago, we established this school to provide strong lay people, pastors, and teachers knowing that the tent would collapse if the stakes were not strengthened daily with the Word. The school has been staffed by God-fearing Christian teachers who, in God's name, continue to strengthen the stakes. Where once we had only a 3-year teaching program, the CLC has strengthened the cords to make a 4-year program, which further strengthens the stakes so that our children will be strengthened all the more in our schools. God shows us the way, always, to enlarge the tent and lengthen the cords and strengthen the stakes. He does not leave us on our own, but He is with us at every turn. Our God uses these chapels and our classes to strengthen the stakes, because in these chapels and in our classes, we hear the Word. And what about teachers' conferences and pastoral conferences and traveling vacation Bible school and maybe mission trip? Simply, they are for the strengthening of the stakes. How about us? Do we enlarge our tents whenever possible? Do we lengthen the cords by being sure that we testify to our faith whenever we're called upon? Do we faithfully study the Scriptures so that we may be ready to lengthen the cords or strengthen the stakes when called upon? Do we immerse ourselves in the Bible so that the stakes of our tent remain strong? Do we give back to the Lord as He has given to us? Are we concerned about pure doctrine and keeping His Word pure? We need all of these things so that we may enlarge our tents, both in our home missions and in our overseas missions. No, you nor I do not and cannot do these things as we should, simply because we are not perfect. We are sinners and always fall short of what we should be doing. Our only hope is in Christ Jesus. He has paid for our sins in full, and He will see to it that for our mission work is done as He wants it done. Can you think of a better way to show our thankfulness for what Christ has done than to testify, teach, preach, and pray? I think not. So in our daily lives, our text, do not spare, lengthen the cords, strengthen the stakes. And we do this out of love and thankfulness to our Savior God. Let's open our hymnals to hymn 772. Follow along as I read the first 3 stanzas, after which we will rise and sing the last 2 stanzas, followed by prayer. On Galilee's high mountain, Christ gave the great command in words of strength and promise, which all can understand. All power to me is given to do what I shall choose. Therefore, I send my children. Their witness I will use. The Lord, who, born of Mary, came down as man and died, who preached to all who listened, for us was crucified. This Lord, our living brother, in power at God's right hand, has chosen us to carry His truth to every land. His strength within my weakness will make me bold to say how His redeeming power transforms my stubborn clay. His touch of fire ignites me. With courage I am sent. My tongue-tied silence broken, with grace made eloquent. Please rise.